It will be over in just a few moments. But I have one last thing to read to you, a self-contained lyric from Sandover called Samos. The form here is interesting. It's a form that Auden found in among the lyrics of Dante. It's like a kind of tripled or doubled or squared sestina, five stanzas, 12 lines each, an envoy of five lines, and only five end words throughout, which recur at a fixed pattern. Auden called it a canzone, as did Dante, but there are, of course, many different forms under that definition in Dante's period. The numbers 5 and 12 are rather crucial to the poem in ways I won't need to explain, but that's the reason I picked the form. It describes a school break, an excursion to the island of Samos. And still at sea all night we had a sense of sunrise, golden oil poured upon water, soothing its heave, letting the sleeper sense what inborn amniotic homing sense was ferrying him now through the dream fire in which it has been felt each human sense burns, now through ship's radar's cool sixth sense, or mere unerring starlight to an island. Here we were, the twins of sea and land, up and about for hours, hues, cries, scents, had placed at eye level a single light croissant, the harbor glazed with warm pink light. Fire wisps were weaving a string bag of light for sea stones, their astounding color scents, porphyry, alabaster, chrysolite translucences that go dead in daylight, asked only the quick dip in holy water for the saint of cell on cell to come alight. Illuminated crystals, thinking light, refracting it, the gray prismatic fire or yellow-gray of sea's dilute sapphire. Wavelengths daily deeply score the light motifs of loom and wheel upon this land. To those who listen, it's the promised land. A little spin today. Dirt roads inland jounce and revolve in a nerve-jangling light, doing the ancient dances of the land where, gnarled as olive trees that shag the land with silver, old men their two-bladed sense of spendthrift poverty, the very land being, if not loaf tomb, superbly land upright on the downbeat. We who water the local wine, which drinks itself like water, clap for more, cry out to be this island licked all over by a white salt fire, be noon's pulsing ember raked by fire, know nothing now but earth, air, water, fire, for once out of the frying pan to land within their timeless everlasting fire, blood's least red monocle, O magnifier of the great eye that sees by its own light more pictures in the world's enchanted fire than come and go in any shrewd crossfire upon the page of syllable and sense. We want unwilled excursions and ascents, crave the upward rippling rungs of fire, the outward rippling rings, enough, of water. Now some details. How else will this hold water? Our rooms, three flights above the whitewashed waterfront where Pythagoras was born. A fire escape of sky-blue iron leads down to water. Yachts creak on mirror berths. And over water, voices from Sweden or Somaliland tell how this or that one crossed the water to Ephesus, came back with toilet water and a 2-kilo box of Turkish delight. Trifles. Yet they shine with such pure light in memory, even they, that the eyes water. As with the setting sun, or innocence, do things that fade especially make sense? Samos, we keep trying to make sense of what we can. Not souls of the first water, although we've put on airs and taken fire. We shall be dust of quite another land before the seeds here planted come to light.